ओम शांति। गीत सभी ने बहुत सुंदर सुना। जिसको देखने के लिए नयन प्यासे थे, जिसके मिलन के सुखों के लिए हम युगों से इंतजार करते थे,
वो अब स्वयं हमारे सामने है। The one who for many, many ages we have been seeking, that one himself personally,
सभी महानात्माओं के जीवन के इतिहास में स्वर्णिम अवसरों में लिखने योग्य होगा, जब साकार में हम सभी
He's coming himself physically.
प्रभु मिलन का सुख लेंगे।
We are going to experience the joy of meeting God himself two and a half hours. We'll have that honor and that bliss to sit with him, and we're going to prepare ourselves now for that.
जो चारों युगों में संसार की भौतिक साधनों का उपभोग करते हुए कभी नहीं मिल सकता, बाबा की याद में, उसके वाइब्रेशंस में, और अब विशेष रूप से हम सब उस रस में मगन होंगे।
We're now going to start to experience and prepare ourselves in a way that we can totally submerge ourselves in the experience when Baba comes. We need to create a very beautiful stage such that we can become completely lost in Baba's vibrations. Are you ready for that? Those who are ready to do the preparation, raise your hands. So now let's begin. And I would like to bring to everyone's attention that the deep joy that comes from this meeting with God has nothing to do with where you're sitting. Those sitting in the corners, those hidden away right at the back, on the balcony,
हम किस स्थिति के आसन पर बैठे हैं, हमारी मनोस्थिति क्या है?
Because the real seat that we're sitting on is the seat of our stage.
हम कितने ईश्वरीय नशे में हैं?
And how much godly intoxication we have.
तो चलें इसकी शुरुआत करते हैं।
And so come, let's begin that experiment to prepare our inner stage, sitting on our seat, the seat that's in the center of the forehead. I am that sparkling diamond, a master sun of knowledge. Colorful rays are emanating from I, the being. Visualize that form of yours and just dwell on it for a few seconds. The point emanating rays of light. I am the master of this body. I am an incarnation who is incarnated into this body, a ruler of the self.
कभी अपने को इस नशे में ले चले, आज मेरे जीवन का सर्वश्रेष्ठ दिवस है।
Let everyone take themselves into this intoxication, that today is a day when God Himself is coming, leaving His residence to come and specially meet me. Take this very subtle intoxication and keep it with you. Today I am going to meet that most exquisite being, the one who even today multiple tapasvis are immersed in tapasya meditation to meet him. And I, the soul who is has this privilege of meeting, I'm no ordinary soul. Of all souls in the world, I am great too. And God, the most almighty authority, is coming in the midst of a gathering of the greatest souls of all time. It's about to be traffic control, and so let's experience during that the rays of the Supreme Soul are coming down from the Supreme World and falling on all of us. Completely concentrate on that experience. Speak to yourself. Become completely concentrated. Have the experience that I am totally alone in this hall with the Supreme Soul, the Supreme Father in front of me. Who is coming to meet who? Have that intoxication.
काम क्रोध मद लोभ मोह वश आस तब मोहतार, योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले द्वार। काम क्रोध मद लोभ मोह वश आस तब मोहतार, योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले द्वार।
Thank you.
संसार में सबसे बड़ी शक्ति अध्यात्म की शक्ति है। भैया सिक्योरिटी वाले बैठ जाएं, सब सिक्योरिटी वालों को बैठाओ, पीछे वैन खड़ी है।
इन दिस वर्ल्ड द ग्रेटेस्ट पावर इज द पावर ऑफ स्पिरिचुअलिटी,
ईश्वरीय शक्ति,
गॉड्स पावर,
अध्यात्म की शक्ति। थोड़ी चर्चा कर लें जरा इस पर।
लेट्स एक्सप्लोर दिस अ लिटिल।
बाबा हम सभी को ईश्वरीय शक्तियां देने आए हैं।
बाबा हैज कम टू गिव ऑल ऑफ अस गॉडली पावर्स
आत्मिक शक्ति।
एंड स्पिरिचुअल पावर मींस
हम सभी आत्माएं हैं,
ग्रोथ इन स्पिरिचुअलिटी।
हमें अपनी
वी आर ऑल सोल्स पॉइंट्स ऑफ एनर्जी, वी हैव इन अवर पावर्स and we need to increase those or strengthen them. And we need to remember that the intensity of these powers is such that any soul who becomes complete and fills themselves with these powers can face any influence of the Iron Age. They would be able to see obstacles, circumstances from a distance, and those obstacles and circumstances would turn back seeing them. And we need to pay attention to accumulating these powers. This is the last turn of Baba's season.
कि सभी अपने अपने जीवन को, अपने पारिवारिक जीवन को एंजॉय करें,
एंड सो
आनंद लें,
सो दैट यू आर एबल टू एंजॉय योर लाइफ।
कि सारा संसार देखने लगे कि
दोज लिविंग इन द हाउसहोल्ड,
पर ये कितने निर्लिप्त हैं, ये कितने।
यू कैन डेमोंस्ट्रेट हाउ व्हाइल लिविंग इन द हाउसहोल्ड यू लिव इन स्पिरिचुअल प्लेजर and you are totally unaffected by the things of the world.
Aur guhya siddhant ki sampurna srishti ka universal siddhant samasyaen un logo ke paas zyada aati hain jinke man bahut kamzor hain.
There is a law, a law of the universe if you like, and that law is that those who are negative of mind, they attract more problems and obstacles. People who make small things big attract things to themselves. And Baba has told us that nothing is too big. The reality is that circumstances are small. Every circumstance or situation is small, but we think and think about it and make them big. So keep this law in your awareness and know that the less you think about a circumstance and the less you worry, one is to reflect on something and another is to worry about something. The more we worry about something, that particular circumstance takes on a fearsome form or an unmanageable form. But the more we learn to surrender our circumstances to God, it's as if they will take leave from us. This season, Baba has on many occasions said to us, become carefree emperors, experience the pleasure that comes from a life that's just free from worries. And Baba has said to us, change mine into yours, the intention of surrender.
समर्पण भाव तो अनेक बाबा के बच्चे अपनाते हैं.
Many of Baba's children do surrender to some degree or another. Mind, body, wealth, that's there anyway. But the worries and the concerns, the burdens in our mind, the consequences of our actions, everything I surrender to you, Baba. We do surrender, however, what tends to happen is even after surrendering, we're not quite restful. And the reason for that is that we don't actually fully believe that Baba has the power to do something. We don't fully recognize the one who we are surrendering to, the one who has held our hand. We don't have complete faith in him, we don't recognize him. And so let's do an experiment. An experiment to hand over to him the burdens of my mind, the worries and the concerns that I have. So let us go beyond this world, beyond the subtle world, to a world where there is endless light, where there is an unnameable bliss. Visualize Bab Dada in front of you. See him standing in front of you. Brahma Baba with Shiv Baba, the sun of knowledge in his forehead, shining.
Man ka koi bhi bojh, koi bhi chinta.
No burden. And let me stand before Baba and say, Baba, this burden, this worry, this concern, I give to you. I surrender. And hear what Baba has to say in response. Baba is saying, child, give me. By giving me your burden, now become completely carefree, child. My hand of blessings is upon your head, and experience Baba's hand upon your head.
संगम युग पर स्वयं को शक्तियों से भर लेना है.
At the confluence age, we all have to fill ourselves with powers.
घर घर में कई संगठनों में आपसे टकराव होते हैं.
There are many different things we have to face, conflicts, disagreements. Why? Because every person considers themselves to be clever. And it's this arrogance of our own intellect that is the source of conflict, any conflict. But the reality is the only one who's got an intellect is one who fills themselves at the confluence with godly treasures. God has come to distribute treasures, and one who has, and you would say that someone with a good intellect is one who takes advantage of that, because these treasures will last us for the cycle. May every birth through every age be a beautiful one. May every person live with me with love and unity. May there be complete happiness with in mind, body, wealth. May there be crown after crown on my head. Those who keep the aim to create a fortune like this are the ones who have an intellect. Those who ask questions of why and what and challenge, who have doubtful thoughts about, who remain lost in thoughts of doubt, they are not ones with an intellect or a good intellect. Those who correct others, or those who demonstrate that they are smart and they can see things and spot things, that's not called having a clever intellect. But a good intellect is one that truly recognizes Baba as he is and takes from Baba what Baba is offering. Baba himself says, I come, I give you everything I have, I empty it out, and then I go back to my residence. God, imagine, God says, I come to empty out, to give you everything that's in my treasure store. And so the bestower of fortune, the ocean of purity, has come to give us everything he has. And so let me use an elevated intellect. How can I take everything that he is offering me from him? In our homes and our situations, little circumstances happen that make our intellect slip. Insult, injury, some bitter words here and there, all these things make the mind stumble and move and go off track. But take one pure thought. This is an experience that I personally have, and I would like to share that our aim is very high and the things that happen around us are very menial in comparison. The things that disturb us, the things that annoy us, the things over which we lose our powers, the things that distress us, and the things that we lose, over which we lose our concentration, are not even worth a single pesa. Our aim is to fill ourselves with unending treasures that God is offering, to fill ourselves with spiritual power, to be great, great souls and remove the sorrows of the entire world. Such a time is coming when souls who have filled themselves with godly power will be able to serve the world. And those who will have wasted their time getting caught up in circumstances, lost in little trivial day-to-day circumstances, they will be looking thirstily at everyone else. And so take this one thought, that my aim is very high and the circumstances of life are trivia. And let that trivia not make my intellect slip from the track that it needs to be on to get to the aim. So let's do another experiment. Concentrate the mind completely.
Jan Surye
concentrate the mind and intellect completely on the sun of knowledge, see a beautiful image in front of you, as if the entire three worlds are filled with heat, the brightness of his light. All his rays are spreading far, far, far and wide. And now, invite Baba with a lot of love. Hey, Almighty, All-Powerful, the friend of my mind, the breath of my life, we, your beloved children, are calling you, invoking you. Leave your residence and become the canopy above us. Hearing the invitation of our heart, visualize how that sun of knowledge begins to descend. Watch him slowly descending, his extremely bright rays spreading in all directions as he comes down to this world. He is just above me, like a canopy over me. This is a very good method for meditation. At home even, at Amrit Vela, if I have yoga like this, yoga can be very powerful, like the take on the volcanic form, and I can have concentration for an extended period of time. And so let everyone pay attention to this, that for 2 hours we are going to be sitting with God. So look at your fortune and let your mind dance in bliss. Just think about it. Our call of birth after birth, we're receiving the fruit of that. Our bhakti that we did for birth after birth is finally has become successful. God himself is coming to meet us. Fill your subconscious with this super bliss that there is no one as fortunate as me, who God himself loves. God himself is coming to decorate me personally, the one who is bestowing, handing over his very own powers to me. Such a one is going to be face to face in front of me. And when Baba comes into the hall, his vibrations spread in all four directions. And so today, for 2 hours, we are all going to experience those supreme rays. I remember my experience for the last meeting.
Baba's
Murli was very simple, but God's vibrations were so intense that that when I left the hall, I had the experience that his vibrations were spread all over my mind and intellect. There was like a deep silence in my mind. And I was saying to Baba, really from my heart, Baba, whatever you give us, if we have the chance, in the silver age and golden age too, we would be remembering you and singing your praise, because the sustenance, God, you are giving us today, and so that's the level of experience that we need to have of the vibrations. Keep that aim to be completely concentrated, absorbed, see only that supreme, supreme soul in front of you today. Many sit with doubts. They think they're very clever and they have questions, for example, and because of such questions, they disturb their bliss. When, for example, last time when Baba came in Guzar Dadi's body, last time there was a cough, and so the question people said, what, can God not stop this coughing? And because of this thought, they lost 2 or 3 hours, just went to waste. And they kept saying, sometimes it looks like he's there, and sometimes he's not there. So please bid for farewell to this Maya. Raise your hands if you're going to bid farewell to this Maya of having any doubts. To know Baba, to recognize Baba, you really require an elevated intellect. If an expert car driver, so expert he can drive with his eyes closed, but the engine of the car is very noisy, the brake doesn't work properly, will the driver be able to enjoy his driving? He could be a perfect driver. However, because of the engine, disturbance will create a disturbance for him. And so the body in which God comes, you know that he is very, has an elderly body, but Baba uses her body he takes the physical matter under control. However, the matter has its own ways, and so have no doubt. Just experience Baba's love. See what's sparkling in Baba's eyes, his drishti. I always think when Baba comes that the one who's sitting in front of us, he's not sitting there as God. He leaves his godness, if you like, in Paramdham. He's come here and he's sitting here like a dad. Baba had said once that if I really showed you my godness, the Sadguru form, you wouldn't be able to take it, you wouldn't be able to sit here. You can take it, for example, when someone is with their family, Prime Minister, if he's at home with his family, the kids can harass him as much as they like. And so see how God comes as a father and sits in that loveful family way and gives that sustenance. And so let's go for one more experiment, because and this experiment is going to help you to change the vibrations in your homes too. I am a master son of knowledge, the child of the son of knowledge, a master son of knowledge. My from every organ rays of light are emanating. I am a master son of knowledge. Three or four things I'd like to put in front of you that I think would be useful. The atmosphere in each one's home, it's vital to make it alokic, such that whoever comes into your home, instantly their minds be cool down, calm down. And I'd like to propose a specific thought for all of you to hold. Baba's great souls who are all present here, those who have taken that elevated thought for their lives, have the thought that whilst walking and moving around, I have to make my life like a great pilgrimage place. There are pilgrimage places all over Paris. But with the power of Jnana and Yoga and purity, I have to make myself a mobile pilgrimage place so that wherever I go, souls can attain the blessing of becoming liberated in life. Wherever my eyes fall, the obstacles of people there finish. Wherever my vibrations fall, there should be dead silence there. In times to come, this type of service is going to be vital. And for that, we need the power of yoga as well as the effort to fill my subconscious with peace, intoxication. So while sitting here, fill your mind with good will for each and every soul. And just consider one thing, that those souls who have adopted purity, who follow Jnana and Yoga, who have conquered lust and anger, imagine the goodwill of such souls are like a blessing for people. Whoever you have goodwill for, those souls will be uplifted, benefited. And just remember one thing, as are the feelings that I have for others, in the same way, souls will interact with me accordingly. If someone is interacting with me in a wrong way, then somewhere or another I need to examine that, where have my feelings not been quite right for them. So if there are any ill feelings, revengeful feelings, retaliation feelings, then remove them. My elevated feelings will make souls my friends, will finish the animosity of others, and my life will become free from obstacles. And so one with a good intellect, another definition, not one who is able to speak in a good way or makes it big, but someone who is able to finish things quickly and move ahead fast. Everyone should make this their nature, that the things that come up in daily life, let me finish them very quickly. This is an art. People who make small things big, who get caught up in small things, something happens in the morning and they drag it through the whole day, 2 days even. Sometimes people carry it for the rest of their life. Such souls throw away their power, their peace, the love of relationships, they destroy all of that. And this is why all of you are Baba's children with good intellects, and so become ready that as soon as something happens, finish it instantly. Leave it to thinking, leave it by not speaking about it. People in this world who hold on to things, people who spend their whole day caught up in things, who drag things on and on, they lose the precious moments of this time. This precious time is waiting for us. But we surround ourselves with a wall of thinking about certain situations. And so please, do not get caught up in situations and circumstances. Make them light, leave them behind, and move on. And so let's invoke Baba, not just now, but every day in our home. Let's invoke Bab Dada with a beautiful, good feeling. Let everyone take their intellect to Paramdham, our Supreme Father, the Sadguru who gives blessings. See his form, visualize it clearly in front of you. That great light is sparkling. Invite him. Hey, ocean of love. Hey, creator of fortune. We, your beloved children, are waiting with anticipating eyes to see you. Leave your residence and come to us. The ocean of love, the incorporeal being, descends. See him slowly descending. He comes to the subtle region. He enters the body of Brahma. And now both Babas are coming down. The divine angel. Their light is spreading everywhere, everywhere. And they have arrived in front of us. Visualize that. Baba's hand of blessing is now on my head. The beautiful vibrations emerging from his hand are merging into I, the soul. So in your homes, five times a day, invoke Baba. Feel that Baba has come and is present in your home. Vibrations are emanating from his whole being and filling your entire household. And when any obstacle or difficult situation comes, instantly call Baba. It doesn't take long, just say, Baba, come. And if our relation with him is a very deep one, a close one, just one thought will make him arrive instantly. And many difficult situations will be dispelled in that way. If anyone comes to give you any hassle, their minds will become cool and calm instantly. So make this a habit. And so one more thought. If I wish to change the vibrations of any place, whether it's my home, my office, my business center, my industry, wherever I might be located, you're the only one there. If I want to, the method to change the vibrations, it's with the thought, I am a master son of knowledge. So with great good feeling, the rays, different colored rays are emerging from I, the soul, in all directions. Fill your homes with that and all the negative energy in your home will be dispelled. Baba himself has spoken his great versions about this. He said that if you spread the rays of sons of knowledge, then the ants of Maya will finish. Baba has said such beautiful things that the son of knowledge, the power that comes from there, to spread them, this is actually your main task. All other service is just by the way. Those who are elevated yogis, let them do this task at their homes, in their offices, wherever they go. Everybody there will become your cooperative companion. All your problems will finish if you're an administrator, a general manager, whether you need to use to be assertive to get work done. Everybody will become obedient, they'll become responsible, everything will happen easily. Now I would like to share a few things about Baba's coming, especially for those who are here for the first time. I would invite you to listen very carefully. Dadaji will be coming onto the stage, and first of all, Bhog is offered to Baba, and we invoke Baba at that time. We will invite Baba with a lot of love. This is our love for Baba. This is our respect for Baba. These are our loving bhavna, feelings for Baba. And the experiences that the experiments we've been doing, when bhog is being offered to Baba, that's when we'll experiment. We will invoke Baba, and we will see as if Baba is coming from up above down with a lot of love. We will fill our minds deeply with godly love. There will be sweet words and conversations going inside. And so as soon as the song starts, then let the bliss rise in your mind. Baba's gonna come, he's on his way, he's here any minute, And when he's in front of me, I've been waiting for births and births, and he's finally coming. And have the experience that Baba's rays are falling on me as he's descending. And as he descends, he finally arrives in our midst. 5, 7, 10 minutes. It's a very beautiful time for us. Let's fill our minds at that time with these beautiful feelings. Then Baba will come, the white light will go on, the eyes will open, then Baba will give drishti for 10 minutes or so. And that time also is very, very important for us, most valuable for us. The time to take blessings, the time to get rid of your weaknesses. And what will all of you do? Stabilize your eye, the eye of your intellect on him. The almighty authority is in front of me, the sun of knowledge, as if you can't see that. I've met Baba thousands of times, but when Baba comes, it's like I have no feeling of Daddy's presence. And you too will see this. In front of me, the almighty authority will be present, and let me focus on him. And where our intellects focus, there the vibrations, we absorb those vibrations. This is a law. Just focus your intellect on the Baba that is in front of you, his loveful vibrations, the vibrations of his power, the vibrations of his purity, and they will continue to, you will continue to absorb them. This is a really beautiful time to keep the mind, inner mind, totally concentrated. Let your mind and intellect not go anywhere else during that time. And after that, Baba speaks, the Murli is said. And at the time of the Murli, let everyone stay in the feeling that Baba is speaking to me. Let me say it again. God doesn't come to give a lecture. He comes to sit with his family. And you don't give a lecture in your family. You chat to your family. And so Baba will be chatting with us. He'll be speaking to me. He'll be reminding me of certain things. He will be awakening my dormant powers. Listen to the Murli with those good feelings. He's giving me powers. Let me consider those versions to be like blessings. And so the Murli will go on for 1 hour, and we'll take great bliss during that time. And think about it. We were dying to hear just a few words. And in bhakti, people do so much endeavor to see God for a few seconds and we will be seeing Him for hours. How does He see? How does He look? Let's realize, have realization about all those things. And so an opportunity to spend our time in a very beautiful way is ahead of us. And when Baba gives drishti, let me offer you one more thought. Listen with attention to this thought. Have the thought that from today onwards I want to live my life like this. Everyone is living their life. Some are taking pleasure from life. Some people are stressed out by life. Some people are satisfied by life. Some people are harassed by life. But have the thought that when Baba is in front of me, it's like my full conscience awakens and even my dormant powers begin to awaken. So listen to the thought carefully that I'm about to say. Today, from today onwards, I want to live my life like this. Free from anger, distributing love, sharing happiness, giving joy to others. When Baba gives drishti today, begin that thought. Put that thought in front of Baba, that Baba, from today onwards, this is how I'm going to live my life. And this blessing, you will attain this blessing from me, from Baba. And so, let's make it a blessing for ourselves. Then afterwards, Baba will be fed bhog, and at that time, Baba's form is very beautiful. You'll see it today too. Baba will give us some homework too. And so let's make a promise. That whatever homework Baba gives us today, with the force of my 20 nails, I'm going to do it. And so let's prepare for this beautiful meeting that we're going to have with God today, such that it becomes a memorial for the entire cycle. And the song that's going to be played is a beautiful song. Let's invoke Baba one more time. Take the joy from the song. Don't clap, but just really feel the beauty of it.
हम नैन बिछाए आपका आह्वान कर रहे हैं अपने इस विशाल परिवार में पधारो
बाबा आवर आर्म्स आर ओपन कम कम कम
बुद्धि को स्थिर करते हैं
एंड फील दैट हिज द रेज ऑफ हिज पावर्स आर फॉलिंग ऑन अस एंड लेट्स स्टे एंड कैरी दैट एक्सपीरियंस फॉरवर्ड.
Bandhilo prabhu ko
high God, in the breadth of your breath, take him into your heart. Call him here. And lose yourself in his love. Come. Hey, my beloved, come in that Gulzar. For 60 births, these eyes waited and waited, and now I can see. Take us in your arms now. Come. Come, my beloved Shiva, come. Come in Gulzar.